folks, welcome back to Indaba Africa. This is Chris once again. Hello, folks. Welcome back to Indaba Africa. News of the day. Today, the 5th of April, 2021. In South Africa, Ace Magashule's Marxist Radical Economic Transformation faction is set to shut down South Africa as ANC cadre toss their toys from their prams. Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lusufi rejects the economic freedom fighters' accusations of fraud. Vodacom is cutting prepaid data bundles by 14% in a very positive development for South African consumers. Its 1 gigabyte package will drop from 99 Rand to just 85 Rand. Kenya's Ruth Chepngetich has smashed the existing women's half marathon record, cutting it by nearly 30 seconds in Istanbul. Kenya is halting the import of private importation of COVID-19 vaccinations, preventing the vaccine from coming to the country unless it's under government control. From the 9th of April, the United Kingdom will bar most travelers from Kenya from going to the United Kingdom. And Niger's first ever democratic transition from one democratically elected leader to another finally has taken place, despite a coup attempt just 2 days prior to President Bazoum being installed. It has taken place now, and Niger has its first ever, after 6 decades, a democratic transition from one elected leader to another. SpaceX's Starship SN15 is preparing for launch. This after SN11, not sure why we're jumping from 11 to 15, or maybe there's others on the pipeline that aren't being talked about, but SN11 famously blew up in a cloud on the way down, and we could barely see it, just saw the debris falling out of the sky. SN15, with extensive modifications based on what SpaceX has been learning, is now being prepped for launch. 500 million Facebook users' data, personal data, has been found on a hacking website, purportedly including the phone number of Jeff Zuckerberg himself. And in the United States, senators are calling for the end of Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption, which has prevented anyone from competing with the league at that level for decades, after the political move by Major League Baseball to move the All-Star game for 2021 and the Major League Baseball draft from Atlanta, after the Atlanta legislature modified existing election laws. And those are the headlines for today, the 5th of April, 2021. South Africa's national shutdown planned by Ace Magashule allies. ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule's supporters are planning a series of national shutdowns to protest the party's decision to force them to step aside. This includes blocking national roads, metro roads, access to and from business hubs, and access to and from rich neighborhoods. The group supporting Magashule under the banner of Radical Economic Transformation demands that President Cyril Ramaphosa and his cabinet be recalled. The response comes less than a week after the ANC ordered members who have been charged with crimes to step down within a month or face suspension. Magashule is facing 74 charges of fraud, theft, corruption, money laundering, and asbestos contraventions. He will appear in the Bloemfontein High Court on the 11th of August, 2021. This nonsense is little more than domestic terrorism. What does this have to do with South Africa? This shows you the rot in South Africa. These angry fascist leftist Marxists within the ruling African National Congress are angry that their corruption is exposed and that members whom they support are being called to the docket to testify for crimes they've been accused of. They prefer to let those accused of these vast, pervasive, massive, is that redundant? It is redundant. Crimes simply continue to hold office. Why? So they can grab a hold of their coattails and get the patrons themselves. South Africa is a sick, sick, sick country in so many ways. It's unfortunate. Cried the beloved country indeed. Such great promise. Unfortunately, the ruling African National Congress has proved to be little different than most liberation era parties that simply find the opportunity to rule a country as an opportunity to loot and pillage for their own personal gain. These impetulant children want to throw the toys out of the pram. What is blocking roads and invading rich neighborhoods have to do with your internal squabbles within the ANC? Nothing. Nothing. Yet these clowns want to shut the country down because inside their political party, which of course is more important than the Republic itself. You see the problem here. For their part, the ruling ANC's government ought to have the South African Police Service out in force and prepared to deal with this nonsense. For South Africans, word of advice, pay attention to the roads in the coming days and weeks and be prepared for this sort of harassment, assault. You watch. This is dangerous. The Economic Freedom Fighters is calling for Panyazi Lesufa's removal as Gauteng Education MEC. According to a report, he's heard saying about tenders that our people should be satisfied and looked after. But he rejects the allegations. The EFF is calling for his removal, saying the reports, there are damning reports of his conspiracy to conduct tender corruption for the benefit of his allies. As the EFF, we are not surprised by the pure thuggery of Panyazi Lesufa, who behaves like a cowboy every time these matters are confronting the basic education sector in Gauteng. We therefore call for the immediate removal of Panyazi Lesufa as MEC for brazenly plotting patronage and robbery. Well, whether he's plotted patronage and robbery, who knows? I don't know. I wouldn't find it surprising at all. But Lesufa does have this to answer for. Why does Solidarity, a private organization, build an entire technical college for 300 million rand on time, under budget, and it works? Yet the Gauteng Department of Education spent 551 million rand, half a billion rand, to clean schools that had not been occupied in 5 months. Now, perhaps we should follow the science. No viral particles will be alive after 5 months in a school. And you don't need to spend half a billion rand to clean schools. You take your janitorial staff or you hire a local cleaning company and you do it for a few tens or hundreds of thousands of rand in a matter of a couple of days. It's very simple. Or you simply put to work the teachers who've done nothing for the past 5 months prior to that and have them clean the school. Pretty simple solution. But 551 million rand doled out in contracts to clean Gauteng schools. Wow. Meanwhile, students are protesting a lack of bursaries and grants and financial education and fees must fall. Why? Why should fees fall when this sort of money is wasted by inept politicians like this? Good news for South Africans is Vodacom reducing price on its selected 30-day data bundles by up to 14% as part of its commitment to reduce the cost to communicate and connect more people to the digital economy. Yeah, that's not very believable, given the outrageously high prices that South African internet service providers and mobile telephone carriers charge to South Africans. Tariffs on the 50 megabyte, 30 gig, 3 gigabyte, 5 gigabyte, 10 gigabyte, and 20 gigabyte bundles remain unchanged. Oh, so you're so committed to reduce the cost of communication that you're only going to cut the price for one of the bundles, one of the smaller bundles, just a gigabyte. Yeah. Since April of 2019, to be fair, Vodacom has halved the price of data. So it's focused on the low end for people who don't have much money, and they have cut the price of data by half. So to be fair to them, yes. The company is investing over 50 million rand over a five-year period in infrastructure and new technologies. Now, it's not the only change. The 350 megabyte allocation has been reduced to 325. The 500 megabyte bundle has been reduced by 13%, the 1 gigabyte by 14%. There's now a 2 gigabyte bundle for 159 rand. Whatever the case, South African data charges are outrageous and amounts to highway robbery. It's ridiculous what they charge South Africans for data, and of course the South Africans who pipe that data into neighboring countries like Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Eswatini, Lesotho charge just as much, if not more, for those consumers who pay way higher prices for their data than the going price around much of the planet, impoverishing many people with these outrageously high rates. This despite the fact the West African communications cable was recently hooked up in 2020 to Southern Africa, and additional cables have been hooked up over the past decade. More and more data pipes have come into South Africa, yet the prices remain stubbornly high. Yes, they have come down, but they're still far higher than most of the world. If you're looking for one line that sums up the moral decay in the ANC, it came from Gwede Mantashe at the Zondo Commission last week. Asked about claims that Bosasa had paid for upgrades to his house, he likened this gift to a wedding contribution and said he wasn't amenable to taking bribes. A politician getting a favor from someone doing business with the state, and that's not a bribe? Yeah, the fact that this moron is that clueless and that he held such power in such a corrupt, inept political party speaks volumes about South Africa's moral decay when it comes to the African National Congress. Their inability to distinguish what corruption is, their moral code is completely broken as a party. Plenty of good people in the ANC, but where are they hiding? That's the question we all want to know. Where are they hiding? Kenya's Ruth Chepnikitich has smashed the women's half marathon record in a time of 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 2 seconds. On Sunday, the marathon world champion sliced almost half a minute off the previous best mark of 1 minute, 4 seconds, 0.31 seconds by Ethiopia's Abdel Yashani, and just in February of 2020. Chepnikitich, who's 26, was followed across the line in Istanbul by Ethiopia's Yalem Yasef Yeula, and Kenya's Helen Orbi, third. This was the fastest debut half marathon history for her. She won the race for the third time after winning it in 2017-2019. This is the first time three women have finished inside 65 minutes in a single half marathon. One has to wonder what's so amazing about Istanbul and how do these women pull it off? Perhaps with all this time with COVID, there's nothing else to do but to train these distance runners. Impressive, as always, Ethiopians and Kenyans at distance running. Congratulations to Ruth, who has now set a new world record for half marathon. Kenya stops the private importation of COVID-19 vaccines. It's ordered an immediate suspension of the private importation of coronavirus vaccines, citing fears that counterfeit inoculations might get into the country. Well, yeah, once again, big government. Okay. To ensure the transparency and accountability in the vaccination process and protect the integrity of the country, the government is now effective today, closing the window of private sector importation, distribution, administration of vaccines. Until such time, there is a greater transparency and accountability in the entire process, Kenya's National Emergency Response Committee on Coronavirus said in a statement. Private health facilities have been charging about $80 each for Russia's Sputnik, while Kenya institutions are giving out free AstraZeneca vaccines the government received. If the government can monitor and control the importation of vaccines that it administers, why is it incapable of doing the same for private importation? Do they have their own special port facilities? Are there special airports that only private vendors get? Do these things not come into the same location in Nairobi or in Mombasa? Something very fishy here. This is big government at work once again, cutting out competition. And why? If the government's giving away its vaccine for free, why would they stop private people from buying a vaccine for $80 a dose? It makes you wonder what's going on here. Very strange indeed. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom is halting banning nearly all travelers coming from Kenya beginning April 9th in a development that is likely to anger Nairobi. And not the first country. They've done the same in South Africa and various other countries around Africa and around the world. Niger's new president, Mohamed Bazoum, says he'll make education and security a priority as he took the helm of a country racked by political tension and an insurgency that has killed more than 300 people in 2021 alone. His swearing-in on Friday took place 2 days after the government said it had foiled a coup this past Wednesday. Bazoum, 61, was elected in February runoff poll that was contested by his main opponent, Mahamane Ousmane, former president who was toppled by a military coup in 1996. Bazoum succeeds President Mamadou Issoufou, who is stepping down after serving 2 terms. This is the first time that the country has ever seen democratic transition from one elected civilian leader to another in 6 decades. Congratulations to Niger. And congratulations on foiling the coup attempt last week that apparently came from the Air Force. SpaceX's Starship 15 prepares for rollout as Raptor testing ups a gear. Just days after Starship 11 conducted a fog cloak test flight that ended in an explosive finale, SM-15 is already in final preparations for roll down Highway 4 at SpaceX Starbase in Boca Chica, Texas. It'll sport numerous modifications that SpaceX hopes will result in improved performance ahead of shooting for orbit, along with smoother touchdowns for its prototype rocket. One of the mostly unspecified modifications involves the engines, which are being aided by an increased test cadence at SpaceX's McGregor test site. The center is currently constructing 2 additional vertical Raptor test stands to increase throughput. Well, congratulations to SpaceX, which seems to continue to learn from their failed launches, which provides some expensive entertainment for those of us interested in the stars and astronomy and space flight and exploration. It is a hopeful sign, though, that they are learning from each flight. Facebook data for more than 500 million users found online. Details of more than 500 million Facebook users have been found available on a website for hackers. While the information appears to be several years old, it's another example of the vast amount of Facebook data collected on other social media sites and limits of how secure information is. I said Jeff Zuckerberg earlier. Correction. Yeah, that was a faux pas, not Jeff Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, apparently Mark Zuckerberg's personal phone number was among the data that was compromised by Facebook. And finally, in the United States, senators are calling for the end to Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption. Several Republican senators joined calls to end Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption after it pulled the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta, saying it was because the recent voter integrity bill has been lambasted by major corporations and Democratic officials. Major League Baseball announced the decision to move the game on April 2nd, saying it was due to protest against the voting law that claimed would restrict the ability of people to vote, which is actually a patent lie. It's a bold-faced lie. It doesn't restrict anyone's ability to vote. It prevents fraudsters from voting. Those people aren't entitled to vote. Criminals, felons, people not registered to vote. You don't get to vote just because it's voting day. You get to vote if you're a lawful, legal, resident citizen, and then you get to vote. Resident of the state and citizen of the country and not a criminal. Then you get to vote if you've bothered to register. You don't just show up on the election and go, oh, you know what? I have never voted. Let's vote today. It doesn't work that way. So this election law is not what is claimed by a leftist and corporate fascist. It's unbelievable what is happening. We see Coca-Cola, we see Delta Airlines, we see Major League Baseball all using their corporate power to try to influence politics. And that's the news headlines and analysis commentary from today, the 5th of April, 2021, folks. Thanks a lot. This is an abbreviated version of the Indaba Africa News of the Day, as I have a busy day and it's an early edition and many breaking developments have yet to occur on this date. If I have a chance later tonight, I'll do another follow-up. But thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you here next time on Indaba Africa. Thank you very much, folks.